This podcast is brought to you by SEW Eurodrive, leaders in the field of drive technology. Wednesday, March 17, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon DeRayhove. Making headlines today. The rail unit within state-owned freight logistics group Transnet will spend 52 billion rand between 2010-11 and 2014-15 on locomotives, wagons and infrastructure projects. The bigger group was forecasting capital expenditure of 93.4 billion rand across its rail, ports and pipelines businesses over the same period. Acting Transnet Freight Rail CEO Tao Morwe says the CapEx has been aligned to its operational plan and will cover both expansionary and replacement activities. New locomotives will be added to the coal and iron ore export channels. 100 new diesel locomotives, as well as 50 overhauled diesel engines, will be introduced to the general freight business. South Africa is expected to use 37.24 gigawatts of electricity during the coming winter period, which will include the additional 275 megawatts that will be required above normal demand as a result of the 2010 FIFA World Cup. While the state-owned power utility is confident that it can meet this demand, Eskom Customer Network Business Chief Officer Erica Johnson says that the country and Eskom can't be complacent and has to ensure that it's able to respond if anything changes. She reiterated recent Eskom statements that South Africa's electricity supply would, once again, become tight from 2011 onwards. Also making headlines, the Gauteng freeway upgrades will be 80% completed by June. Airbus military and the South African government hold talks about the A400M. South African Airways and its low-cost equivalent SA Express deny allegations of price fixing around the FIFA World Cup. And the Petroleum Agency South Africa reviews a number of offshore oil and gas exploration applications. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.